Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Tes. We left off daf Chesam Abeis, the two dots towards the bottom of the line, about six, 7 lines up from the bottom. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, L'schus Rafua Shalema for Chaim Naftali Ben from Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya. We wish them a Rafua Shalema B'toch Shar Choli Yisrael. Today, we are going to focus on what the Sir Hanase B'chutz is mechaper for, what the sire regalim are mechaper for, and what the sire Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for. There were these korban musaf which were brought on the regalim and on Rosh Chodesh. We saw in the Mishnah, we started to see the discussion in the Mishnah as to the various types of averos that these seirim are mechaper for. Today, we're going to get into that discussion. Having concluded largely the discussion of the Sir Hanase Bifnim, we're now going to turn to these other kabbanos. We're going to, along the way, on Tes Amud Aleph, take a very interesting, well, not really a detour, but we're going to talk for a couple of minutes about the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe needing some sort of kapara on Rosh Chodesh, and that's what the Sir Rosh Chodesh comes to symbolize. So we'll see that, and then going on to Amud Beis, we're going to continue along with that. We're going to continue along with that discussion, but it's a very involved and sort of technical through progression, a learning of what the various karbanos are going to be mechaper for. So let's pick up on Ches Amud Beis. We're at the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara had said, "Ein ba yadiya betchila v'yesh ba yadiya besof." In a situation where you have no idea that you were tamei initially, you either went into the Beis Hamikdash or you ate kachim betuma, and then you have a yadiya besof, then Sir Hanase b'chutz v'yom kippurim mechaper. Then the Sir Hanase b'chutz and Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper on that avera, on that type of tumas mikdash v'kachav. So says the Gemara, Michti, iskushe iskish lahadadi. The two seirim are compared to one another. What does it mean that they're compared to one another? So the Sir Hanase b'chutz is compared to the Sir Hanase b'fnim in that both of them involve a state of yedia and a state of helem. However, what we're saying now is that the Sir Hanase b'chutz is when you had a helem and then a yedia. And the Sir Hanase Bifnim is when you had a yedia, as we've been seeing for the past couple of days, is when you have a yedia and then a helem, but you never have that last yedia that would obligate you to bring the korban olav yored, the chatas olav yored. Therefore, the Sir Hanase Bifnim is going to be mechaper. So they both mechaper on a case of Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav, both mechaper in a situation where there is a yedia and a helem, but what we're proposing is that they're mechaper in the opposite situation. Bifnim is mechaper if there's yedia helem. Bachutz is bifnim is tola, I should say, if it's yedia helem. And bachutz is mechaper when it's helem yedia. So says the Gemara, mechaper pnimi adidei va'adachitzon. So why doesn't then the chatas hapnimi be mechaper for itself? In other words, for the case of yedia and helem, and also be mechaper for the case of chitzon. In other words, for the case of helem and yedia. In other words, they're so close to each other, they're both Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. They're both where you have a yedia and a helem. So who says that one is mechaper for one and not the other? Maybe the pnimi is mechaper for both. So the Gemara is anticipating the question, why would I need the pnimi to be mechaper for both? I bring the chitzon anyway. I bring the chatas hachitzon and the Sir Hanase b'chutz anyway. And so why do I need the pnimi to be mechaper to both? So says the Gemara, v'nafkamina, the lehecha d'lo avet chitzon. In a situation where you did not bring the chatas achitzon. So says Tosfos over here that Tosfos, it's about halfway down in the wide lines of Tosfos, v'nafkamina hecha d'lo v'chitzon. So says the Gemara, so v'im tomar im kein chitzon lama baklal. So the Tosfos says, well, forget about your nafkamina. Let's say we're dealing with a situation where the chitzon was never brought. So, for example, if there weren't enough se'irim to bring the chitzon, then you'd bring the pnimi and not the chitzon, and therefore the havamina is that the pnimi should be mechaper for itself, for its own avera, and also for the avera of the chitzon. Tosfos says, if the pnimi had the ability to be mechaper for what the chitzon is mechaper for, why ever bring the chatos hachitzon? And says Tosfos, v'yesh lomar mishom tumah she'ira bein zeh lazeh. Because the first order of business, if you look at the Sefer Avodah on Yom Kippur, the first order of business was to bring the chatos hapnimi. After the chatos hapnimi was brought, that's when the chatos hachitzon was brought. So even if the chatos hapnimi had the ability to be mechaper for its own avera and also the avera of the chatos hachitzon, there's still a utility in bringing the chitzon, because what if somebody spaced out and had a helem, never had an initial yediya, but he had a helem that he was tamei, walked into the base of Mikdash on Yom Kippur after the chatos hapnimi was brought, and if the chatos hachitzon couldn't be mechaper, then this guy would be out of luck. So says Tosfos, that's why the chatos hachitzon comes to be mechaper. But back in the Gemara had said that maybe the pnimi is mechaper for both scenarios, and afkamina lehechad lo avachitzon, afkamina to where there was no chatos hachitzon. Says the Gemara, amar kra achas, because the pasuk says achas, and therefore it says v'chiper aron al karnosav achas pashana. And the achas is, we're medayek from the achas, that kapara achas mechaper, vein mechaper shtei kaparas. That the chatas hapnimi is mechaper only one kapara and not two. So which kapara is it mechaper? It's mechaper the kapara of a case of yediyah of a helem. It cannot also be mechaper the kapara of the case of helem yediyah, because it has the ability to mechaper only one thing and not for two things. Says the Gemara, v'nechaper chitzon adidei, v'amai david pnimi. Okay, so then let's reverse the question. We have the chatos hapnimi and the chatos hachitzon. Again, both for Tumas Mikdash v'kotshav, both for the case of yediyah and helem, except one is yediyah helem, and the other is helem yediyah. So they're so close to one another. Why isn't the chatos hachitzon mechaper on itself, and also for what the pnimi is mechaper? V'nafkamina, chatos adidei v'amai david pnimi, nafkamina, Lutuma di'ira bein zeh lazeh. And the nafkamina would be for a tuma that occurred between the bringing of the chatas apnimi and the bringing of the chatas achitzon. For example, if you have a guy who had a yediyah and a helim, which is usually what the chatas apnimi comes to be mechaper for, but he has that yediyah and helim and enters the Beis HaMikdash, or eats, well, not eats kachim because it's Yom Kippur, but he enters the Beis HaMikdash after the bringing of the chatas apnimi, maybe that's why the chatas achitzon can be mechaper for that. So it says this, so Tosfos over here just says it's interesting. L'tumah shira bein zeh bazeh. This is the bein zeh lazeh. This is the second to last Tosfos on the line on the page rather. So halcha lo kamar v'nafkamina lehechad lo avad pnimi. Over here, the Gemara doesn't use the same nafkamina that it used 2 lines ago. 2 lines ago, we said why isn't the pnimi mechaper on itself and also on the chitzon, and the nafkamina is, let's say you can't bring the chatos hachitzon because there's not enough se'irim. Over here, we say the nafkamina is for a tuma that occurred between the bringing of the pnimi and the chitzon, and we don't say, let the chitzon be mechaper for itself and what the pnimi is mechaper for, nafkamina, if you didn't bring the chatos hapnimi. So it says Tosfos, the law of a pnimi, the gamar leel, the pnimi kor of kodem chitzon, because the chatos hapnimi is brought before the chatos hachitzon. Ve'i leka elechad yasu pnimi velo chitzon. And if there were only one seir available, you would use it to bring the chatos hapnimi. You wouldn't use it to bring the chatos hachitzon. So it says Tosfos, that's why we couldn't use the same nafkamina as before, because there's never a case where you would only bring the chitzon and not the pnimi, because the pnimi is brought first. The achronim and Reb Kiva Eger in particular goes to town over here. He says that. Tosfos can't be speaking precisely. V'ilek elechad yasu pnimi v'lochitzon. If there's only one seir, then you would only make the chatos apnimi. Because what do we know about the chatos apnimi? We know that it has a companion seir. That there's a goral that's drawn. One is the seir la'ashem that uses the chatos apnimi. The other is the seir la'azazel. And if you don't have the two, if you don't have the goral, so in other words, if you don't have two seirim, then you don't have the seir la'ashem without the seir la'azazel, and says some of the achronim, furthermore, the Das is nota that if there were only one seer, and if it were possible to bring only either the seer LaShem or the seer LaZazel, you would send the seer LaZazel. Why? Because the seer LaZazel could be mechaper for all sorts of averos, and the seer LaShem is only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. But the real question that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks is that Tosfos can't be meduyuk, because if there's only one seer, literally only one, you wouldn't bring the seer LaShem. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, it doesn't mean Dafka one, it means that there were two. But you're able to have the goral, one for the seer LaShem, one for the seer LaZazel, but there are not three. So in other words, there's not enough seerim to bring the seer LaShem, the seer LaZazel, and the chatas achitzon, and the seer hanasa, and the seer hanasa b'chutz. But back in the Gemara's question is, why can't the seer hanasa b'chutz be mechaper for itself? In other words, for the case of helem yediya, and also for the case of the chatas apnimi, for yediya helem. So says the Gemara, Amar Kra, Achas Bashana. The Pasuk says, Achas Bashana, Kapara Zu Lo Tehei, Ela Achas Bashana. This Kapara can only occur once a year. In other words, what we learn from here is we learn two things about the Chatzos HaPnimi. First of all, that it's only Mechaper on one thing, that it's only Mechaper on the case of Yediyah Helem and not on the case of Helam Yediyah, which is what the Chitzon is Mechaper for. And also, the Kapara that's afforded by the Chatzos HaPnimi can only be achieved once a year. In other words, only it can be Mechaper for the case of Yediyah Helam, but not the Chatzos HaChitzon. The Chatzos HaChitzon cannot be Mechaper for the case of Yediyah Helam. Good, so now we have the Gemara explain why, even though the Averos for which the Pnimi and the Chitzon are Mechaper for are so similar, we can't say that each one is Mechaper for itself and what the other is Mechaper for. We have to say this is Mechaper for what it's Mechaper for, the other is Mechaper for what it is Mechaper for. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, top line, Tes Amid Aleph. So, Ula Rabbi Yishmael Diyamar, Ein Ba Yediyah Betchila, V'yesh Ba Yediyah Besof. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that if you don't have a Yediyah in the beginning and you do have a Yediyah at the end, which is what we had said the Sira Nasa Bechutz is Mechaper for, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, Bar Karban Hu, this guy is chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas Ola V'yored, then in that case, Sira Nasa Bechutz Amai Mechaper. So what is the Sira Nasa Mechutz coming to be Mechaper for? Because what we had said, I forget whether it was yesterday or a couple of 2 days ago, because this conversation's now been going on for a bunch of days, but this whole Shach Levitari and the Gemara, but one of the main principles that we saw already in the beginning of this whole discussion was that if you have a guy who's chayiv a personal karban, then none of these communal karbanas are going to be mechaper for him. He's not going to get a kapara through a communal karban because he's got a personal karban that he has to bring. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that a case of helem yediyah, just like yediyah helem yediyah, is chayiv a karban chatas olav yored, what does a sira nasa b'chutz on Yom Kippur come to be mechaper for? It can't be mechaper for a case of helem yediyah, because that guy has to bring a regular karban. So says the Gemara, sira nasa b'chutz, so what's it mechaper for? So says the Gemara, four lines down, al she'ein ba yediyah lo betchila v'lo besof. It comes to be mechaper on a case where a guy is either goes into the Beis HaMikdash or he eats basar kachim, and he doesn't have a yediyah. He doesn't have a yediyah in the beginning. He doesn't have a yediyah in the end. Not yet, in other words. He is totally zoned out. He never knew anything about Tuma, never knew that he was Tamei, never realized that he went into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Sira Nasa B'chutz is going to be mechaper for, according to Rabbi Yishmael. So says the Gemara, how could that be? Hai sirei haragalim v'sirei rashi chadashim mechaprin. However, that's what the sir haragalim, the sirim, the karban musafin that were brought on Yontif, and the sir on Rosh Chodesh, that's what those are mechaper for. So why do I need the sir anasa b'chutz on Yom Kippur also to be mechaper for all of this stuff? So says the Gemara, Savar lo k'Rav Meir, well, he holds like Rav Meir, d'amar kol ha-sirim kaparasam shaveh. All of the serim are give a kapara that is alike, that is equivalent, al tumas mikdash v'kachav. And they're all mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kachav. And when we say kol ha-sirim, it means kol ha-sirim, meaning the sira nasa b'chutz, and the sirei regalim, and the sir Rosh Chodesh. It does not include the sir anasa b'fnim, because the sir anasa b'fnim we already saw as mechaper on the case of yediyah helem. But all those other seirim are mechaper on a case of helem helem, where there never was a yediyah. Tosfa says, Well, he doesn't quite hold like Rav Meir. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't quite hold like Rav Meir because this is Tosfos four lines down on the wide lines. Lav dafka k'Rav Meir, the Rav Meir boy yediyah betchila. Diktani lekaman dekula mechaprim al sheimba yediya betchila mechaprim al sheimba yediya betchila gemura. I'm sorry. It says lav dafka k'rameir d'rameir boy yediya betchila diktani lekaman dekula mechaprim al sheimba yediya betchila v'yeshba yediya besof. So in other words, he doesn't really hold exactly like what Meir says, because Rav Meir says that you're only chayev a personal karban if there's a yediyah in the beginning and a yediyah in the end. Rabbi Yishmael said that you're chayev a personal karban if there is no yediyah in the beginning, but there is a yediyah in the end. What the Gemara means is that not that he holds exactly like Rav Meir, just like he holds that the seer hanatzah b'chutzan yom kippur and the seer regalim and the seer rosh chodesh are all mechaper for the same thing. They're all mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kachav. So says the Gemara, well, in that case, Elolamai Hilchaza Ishkas Chitzon Lipnimi. In that case, why was the inner Seir compared to the outer Seir? We had said previously that they were compared because they are both mechaper for a case of Yediyah and Helem, except the inner one is mechaper for the case of Yediyah Helem, and the outer one is mechaper for the case of Helem Yediyah. But if you're going to tell me that the outer one is mechaper for the case of Helem, in what respect is it compared to the inner one? In what respect is it compared to the inner Chatas? So it says the Gemara, Ma'pnimi eina mechaper b'shara veiros, afchitzon eina mechaper b'shara veiros. Come on, I'm drawing a comparison, not the exact situation of Helem and Yediyah. I'm drawing a comparison that just like the Chatas Apnimi is mechaper only for one Avera, i.e. Tumas Mikdash Fekachav, so too the Chatas Achitzin is only mechaper for one Avera, i.e. Tumas Mikdash Fekachav. It's not mechaper for other Averos. That's what the Hekesh comes to teach us. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Al She'em Ba Yediyah B'tchila V'lo B'sof. If you don't have a Yediyah in the beginning or in the end, Sirei Regalim V'Sirei Roshei Chadash Mechaprim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Sirei Regalim and the Sirei Rosh Chodesh come to be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Fekachav, where you don't have a yediyah in the beginning and you don't have a yediyah in the end. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, my time at Rav Yehuda. What's the reason for Rav Yehuda? Amar Kra, because it says, Usir Izim Echad Lechatas LaHashem. By the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, it says that you bring a Seir Izim for a Chatas for Hashem. Chet she'ein makir bo ella Hashem yehi sir zeh mechaper. A chet that nobody recognizes except for Hashem, that's what this sir comes to be mechaper for. So what's a case that nobody recognizes except for Hashem? It's a chet where even the guy who does the avera has no idea that he did the avera. What's the case where the guy does the avera and he has no idea that he did the avera? It's a case of helem, because he never had a status of yediyah. That type of avera that's known only to Hashem, that's what the seer Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper for. So says the Gemara, v'haymi boy lekederesh lakesh. We need that pasuk. The seer izim echad lechatas laHashem to teach me the maimer of Resh Lakesh. The Amar Resh Lakesh, manishtana seer shel Rosh Chodesh nemar bo laHashem. Why is the seer of Rosh Chodesh different in that it says laHashem? So Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu says kaviyachol seer ze yehi kapara al shemi atiti etz hayareach. This seer should be a kapara. For me that I decrease the size of the moon. So right away, the Masoras Hashas points out over here, Zehus usually just points out where the Gemaras are, right? But over here he says in Oz Gimel, Zehus sod mesodos haKabbalah. This is among the greatest secrets of Kabbalah. Ve'ein lavinu kamashmo, and we can't possibly understand it in the Poshut Mashmos, Chas v'Shalom, Ki kol kvuda bas melech penima. And there's obviously something hidden here that we're being told, says the Masoras Hashas. But what in the world does this mean? A startling comment made by the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires a kapara through the Seer of Rosh Chodesh in that he decreased the size of the moon. So first of all, what's this talking about the moon? And then we'll talk a little bit about what this kapara could be. So first of all, the Gemara in Chulin talks about how the sun and the moon were created, and initially they were the same size, and then the moon complained to the sun. The moon complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it that we have two ma'oros that are the same size? This is sort of duplicative. It's unnecessary. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, that I'm going to make you smaller. You complain that you're both the same size, there's no need for it. You're right, so I'm going to make you smaller. The moon then got very upset, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to placate the moon by saying, don't worry, the Jews are going to celebrate your rebirth and your renewal, and they're going to be Kaveah, the Chadashim and the Mo'adim according to your calendar. So that was the Maisa where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreased the size of the moon. So, but what exactly does this mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a kapara? Again, the Mizoras HaShas says that Chas V'Shalom, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara. The Tosfos HaRosh explains that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is teaching us midos. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master. The sun and the moon are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants. The moon got upset by something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the need to try to placate the moon. And this is teaching us, says the Tosfos HaRosh, that if you have a situation where there's a master, and the master does something wrong that the servant is upset with, then the master shouldn't conduct himself as if everything is fine and that he doesn't have to apologize. No, the master does have to apologize. Says the Tosfos HaRosh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us over here midos, but it doesn't mean dafka that he needs an actual, kapara. The Rav Yonasan Eibishitz says a different, learns differently, and he says that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara, rather, it's that the malachim who are up in Shemayim need a kapara. It's those who are in the realm of Hashem who need the kapara. Why do they need a kapara? Says Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, because they were mekatreg on Adam HaRishon, that Adam HaRishon was being mishtamesh with the two ma'oros, with the ma'or of the Shemesh and the ma'or of the Yareach, and because they wanted to be mekatreg on Adam HaRishon, that's why they require a kapara. Because they were mekatreg on Adam HaRishon's use of the ma'oros, that's why their kapara comes on Rosh Chodesh. And others explain that it doesn't mean that this is a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, but rather it's a kapara for Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveya on Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh was the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of had to ask mechila, as it were, from the Levana. So Rosh Chodesh is a very auspicious time for kapara. That's what this means. Very difficult to understand, however you want to explain it. But back in the Gemara, so the question that the Gemara was asking is, how could you tell me that the pasuk of Si'ir LaHashem comes to teach me that the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for an avera that nobody knows about? The pasuk of Si'ir LaHashem comes to teach me that this carbon of Rosh Chodesh gives a kapara to Hashem. So says the Gemara, well, imkein lema kra al Hashem. It would say this is a kapara al Hashem, for what Hashem did. My la Hashem, what does it mean that this is a kapara la Hashem? So lichad amran, it's for what we said. It's to teach us that this seer is mechaper for something that only Hashem knows about. Ve'ema kuli l'achiyudasa, but maybe the entire pasuk comes to teach us that. So imkein neima kra chatas Hashem. If that's the case, then that it should just say chatas Hashem. My la Hashem, what does it mean when it says la Hashem? Shamit mina atarti. So we learn over here two alachos. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out something very interesting on the halachos of kiddush levana, that after we say kiddush levana, which is sort of a weird ritual because we know that we're only supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet we go out and we say all these nice things at the levana, we're looking at the levana. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's why we say aleinu right after kiddush levana. It's a declaration that we're saying this liturgy but you shouldn't think that we're davening toward the moon. We're davening toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking about the moon. And that's why we say Aleinu. It's a declaration that Aleinu L'Shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our only God. We know that, and notwithstanding that we appear to be doing something that may raise questions in the eyes of some. Okay, back in the Gemara, about six lines up. Menachaper nami afilu b'shara veros. So says the Gemara, okay, but then the Sir Rosh Chodesh should be mechaper on other averos as well, not only on Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav. So Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, hol v'zeba b'zman kavua, v'zeba b'zman kavua, because the Sir Rosh Chodesh comes in Zman kavua, and the Sir Achitzon Shel Yom Kippur comes in Zman kavua, ma ein ze mechaper el al Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav, av ze ein mechaper el al Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav. Just like the Sir Anasa b'chutz comes to be mechaper only on Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav, the case of Helam Yediya, so too the Sir Rosh Chodesh only comes to be mechaper on a case of Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav in a case of Helam and Helam. So says the Gemara, Ashkechan Sirei Roshei Chadashim. So now you've taught me how we know that Sirei Roshei Chadashim are mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav in a case of Helam Helam. Sirei HaRegalim Minalan. How do we know that the Sirei HaRegalim are mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav, because I might think that, Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav, if you do it b'mezid, it's a very, very severe avera. You're chai of kares even if you do this b'mezid. So how do I know that the Sirei HaRegalim have the ability, that they have the capacity to be mechaper for such a dire avera? So says the Gemara, v'chitei mahanami k'detana debei Rabbi Yishmael. And if you want to say that we learn it out from the same limud of the Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, that the Sirei HaRegalim come bizman kavua, and the Sir Yom Kippur comes bizman kavua, just like the Sir Yom Kippur is mechaper al Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav, so too the Sirei HaRegalim are mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kachav. Says the Gemara, v'chitei ma'anami k'tetana debei Rabbi Shmuel, ikal ha'mifrach, we could ask that imi de Rosh Chodesh, if it's from Rosh Chodesh, if we want to learn the Sirei HaRegalim from Rosh Chodesh, shekein tadir. Well, Rosh Chodesh has something that the Sirei HaRegalim don't, because even though the Regalim are more mekudash than Rosh Chodesh, there's an Isser Malacha on the Regalim, there is no Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, still Rosh Chodesh is more tadir than the Regalim, and maybe I can't learn from something that's tadir to something that's not tadir. Some of the achronim try to be medayik here. Maybe we can bring a raya from the fact that tadir umekudash tadir kodem, because the Gemara here seems to be lending some primacy to the fact that Rosh Chodesh is tadir, even though we acknowledge implicitly that the regalim are more mekudash. But be that as it may, that's why we can't learn regalim from Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh has an attribute that the regalim don't have. And imid Yom Kippurim, and if it's from Yom Kippur, shekeim aruba kaparaso. Well, I can't learn anything from Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Meruba Kaparoso. The Kapara that we get on Yom Kippur is so great, says Rashi. Meruba Kaparoso Shol Yom Kippur Shum Mechaper Al Kol Averos Tomar Beregalim. You should say that by the Sirei HaRegalim as well. V'afal Gal Dechsibu Lechaper Emel Mechapri Amidi Davon Kares. And says Rashi, maybe it's only the Sirei Nasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur that has the ability to be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav, which is such a stringent sin that it has a chi of Kares. However, a regular Sir Regalim would not have the ability to be mechaper for such a dire avera that has an onesh kares. So says the Gemara, v'chitema ha gamrinan Rosh Chodesh meyom kippur, v'lo parchinan. But you might ask me, well, you just told me that I can't learn regalim from Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is meruba kaparoso. Well, hang on a second. You just told me that I learned Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur because they both come bizman kavua. How could I learn Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur's meruba kaparoso. Maybe only Yom Kippur has the ability to be mechaper for an avera that the avon is kares, but not that the onesh is kares, but not Rosh Chodesh. So says the Gemara. Well, no, because hasam by Rosh Chodesh kapara michtav ksiva. The psukim by Rosh Chodesh use the lashon of kapara when we're talking about the Sir Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, gilui milsa bi'almahu. Therefore, the comparison to Yom Kippur is really a gilui milsa. By Yom Kippur, it's all about kapara. By Rosh Chodesh, it says kapara. Just like by Yom Kippur, it comes to be mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kachav. So too by Rosh Chodesh, it comes to be mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kachav. Aval hacha, but by the sire regalim, ikalim emar kuli milso logamrinan. We could say that I shouldn't get off the ground here with this limud. I shouldn't be able to learn the regalim from Yom Kippur at all because Yom Kippur is muruba kaparaso. So I can't learn anything from Yom Kippur to the regalim. Says the Gemara, how do I know? Ella k'di amar Rav Chama bar Chanina. How do I know that the Sira Regalim is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Bekachav? It's from Rav Chama bar Rav Chanina. Seir v'seir. It says seir v'seir. Achanami seir v'seir. So too over here it says seir v'seir. What in the world is this talking about? So Rashi over here says seir v'seir about a third of the way down. It says seir. Havi matzi l'mechtav. It could have written plain seir b'kulu by all of them. V'chsiv v'seir. Yet it says v'sayer v'vav mosif alinyan rishon lahakish. Umau ahakish. And what's the hakish? Iskish sire haregolim l'shal Rosh Chodesh, that the sire haregolim are compared to the seer of Rosh Chodesh, v'hu kvar lama b'minyan av miyom HaKippurim. And Rosh Chodesh, we already learned through a binyan av from Yom Kippur, that just like Rosh Chodesh is mano kavua, just like Yom Kippur is mano kavua, also Rosh Chodesh is mano kavua, and just like Yom Kippur is mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kachav, so too Rosh Chodesh is mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kachav. And now I come to draw a comparison from the Vav Mosif that I learn regalim from Rosh Chodesh. V'davar alamed b'vinyan av chozer umalamed behekesh. And something that's learned from a binyan av can then teach me something derech hekesh. Kol ha-melamed b'chol ha-midos chozer melamed, because whatever is learned through one of the Yud Gimel Midos can then teach me another extension of that halacha through another of the Yud Gimel Midos. Chutz me'alamed behekesh ein chozer melamed behekesh b'kachim. The exception to this is in the realm of kachim, if I learn something through a hekesh, I can't then apply that hekesh to something else. And in Perek Ezo Mekoman, we learn all of these rules. But the bottom line is, here it's not a hekesh that's extending to another hekesh. Here again, I had a binyanav, I had a comparison between Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh, in that they are both Ba Bizman Kavua. Therefore, I know that both Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh are Mechapar and Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. Then I have a Hekesh of Regolim to Rosh Chodesh because it says Visa'ir, and I know that just like Rosh Chodesh is Mechapar and Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav, so too Regolim are Mechapar and Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. So says the Gemara, V'iska Shirei Regarim L'Sir Rosh Chodeshim. Ma Sirei Rosh Chodeshim Ein Mechapar and Elal She'im Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. And now we compare the Sirei Regalim and the Sirei Rosh Chodesh in another way as well. Not only are they both mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav, but they're both mechaper on the same type of Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav, where there is no Yediyah in the beginning, and there is no Yediyah in the end. Okay, so says the Gemara, now Viter. So Yibailu. Ki amar Rav Yehuda al she'ein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof hani mili b'cheit she'ein sofa liyoda. Is that only by a cheit? In other words, this idea where you don't have a yediyah in the beginning, you don't have a yediyah in the end. Is that only by a cheit that is never going to become known? Aval cheit she'sofa liyoda kemi she'yesh yediyah b'sof tami. But a chait that will become known in the end is like a situation where there already has been a yediyah at the end. The sirah nasa b'chutz v'yom kippur mechaper, and therefore the sirah nasa b'chutz and yom kippur would be mechaper on that situation. Odilma, or maybe afilu chait sofa liyoda hashtamia chait makirbo el Hashem karina bay. Or maybe, it doesn't matter that somebody may know about it ultimately. Right now, they don't know about it. So right now, it's considered Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Ein Ba Yediyah B'Sof. And therefore, maybe the Sir Rosh Chodesh and the Sir Regolim are going to be Mechaper. So we read all this, but what exactly does it, what's the distinction between a chait that's going to become known and a chait that's not going to become known? So Rashi says very simple. A chait that's going to become known is where there was a witness to his Avera, where there was a guy who saw him eat Basar Kajim, and there was a guy who saw him go into the Beis HaMikdash. So if there was a guy who saw him, if there was a witness, then even though the Baal Aveira doesn't realize now that he did an Aveira, Mistama is going to find out because somebody saw him, somebody bore witness to the Aveira, he's going to go tell him, listen, you did something wrong. A chait that's never going to become known is where you personally don't have a yediyah and nobody saw you do the Aveira, so nobody's going to be able to come and remind you that you did the Aveira. So the question in the Gemara is, So when we say ein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, does it mean only by an avera that can't ever become known, or does it mean even by an avera that right now is not known? So says the Gemara, Tashma d'Tanya al she ein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof v'chet shesofo liyoda, where there is no yediyah in the beginning and no yediyah in the end, and a chet that will become known but is not known right now, Sira Regolim and Sira Rosh Chodesh Mechaper, and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Sira Regolim and the Sira Rosh Chodesh are Mechaper for this Avera. So we see from here that a chait shesofa liyoda, so long that right now it's not known, is considered to be ein ba yediyah b'tchila ve'ein ba yediyah b'sof. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh and the Regolim are going to be Mechaper. Okay, now weiter. So Rav Shimon Omer, Sirei al-Regolim mechaprim, that the Sirei al-Regolim are mechaper, avalo Sirei Rosh Chodesh. However, not the Sirei Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Rav Shimon says that the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, this is all Rav Shimon in our Mishnah, that Rav Shimon in our Mishnah said that the Sirei Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on something else, on something totally different, that it's mechaper on a tahor person who ate the meat of a karbon that was tamei. So in other words, also a case of tumah related kapara, but unlike tumah smiktash v'kachav, where it's the guy who's tamei, Rosh Chodesh comes to be mechaper where the guy's tar, but he ate something that was tamei. Okay, so says the Gemara now. So we're going to start this discussion. We are certainly not going to finish it because it actually goes on now for a couple of days. But let's just see a couple of lines here. So Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia. My time at the Rav Shimon. What's the reason for Rav Shimon? The Rav Shimon says that the Sirei Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on a guy who's tar who eats a basar zevach that's tameh. So Amar Kra, the osa nasan lachem lases es avon ha'eda. That it says, V'yosan asan lachem lases es avon ha'eda, the sin of the congregation. V'aykra b'sir de Rosh Chodesh. Because that pasuk is written by the Sirei of Rosh Chodesh. V'yalif avon avon meitzitz. And now we have a limud of avon avon from the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears. That nemar kan avon, it says over here avon, v'nemar lahalan avon. Ma lahalan, just like by the tzitz, Tumas Basar, the tzitz comes to be meratzeh, that if you brought a karbon and the karbon turns out to be tamei, even though generally speaking you're not supposed to bring a karbon that's tamei, or if you did the zrikas adam and the dam was tamei, even though you're not supposed to do zrikas adam with dam that's tamei, the tzitz is meratzeh, the tzitz basically makes it as if the avoda that you did was good, notwithstanding that it was tamei. So malalon tumas basar, just like over there, the tzitz is meratzeh on tumas basar, in that you don't have to bring another carbon. Afkan tumas basar. Also over here by the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, where the same word avon is used, it's mistaber that the Sirei Rosh Chodesh comes to be mechaper for a naveira that has to do with tumas basar. So says Rashi, not that the Sirei Rosh Chodesh makes it okay, not that it's like a ritzui, but it comes to be mechaper on him that he ate something betuma. So says the Gemara, well, I malahalon olin afkan olin. In other words, maybe the Sirei Rosh Chodesh isn't mechaper at all. Rather, it's exactly like the tzitz. Just like the tzitz permits tamei meat to be brought on the mizbeach, so too the Sirei Rosh Chodesh permits tamei meat, a tamei karban, to be brought on the mizbeach. But how do I know that it actually comes to be mechaper on something? So it says the Gemara, avona eduksiv, that it says avona eda, because it says avona eda, so the type of avera that it's mechaper for is an avera having to do with tummy meat. How do I know that it's mechaper and not only ole? Because it refers to an avon, because it comes to be mechaper on an avon. So we're going to stop over here again in the middle of a discussion, but the whole series of dafim is the middle of the discussion, so we'll pick up from here, God willing, tomorrow, talking more about, according to Rav Shimon, what the Sirei of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on.